On Thursday, Barack Obama will become the first president to visit a federal prison when he tours the El Reno facility in Oklahoma. This after laying out ideas for criminal justice reform this afternoon during his address to the annual convention of the NAACP in Philadelphia, and yesterday commuting the prison sentences of 46 convicts. Mary Gay Scanlon is pro bono counsel for Ballard Spahr and chairs the firm's pro bono committee. Mary J. Scanlon, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
For the federal program to review clemency requests, how many outstanding requests are there at this juncture?
Under the program that was started by the U.S. Department of Justice last April, 35,000 federal inmates have applied for clemency. The Department of Justice does not have the personnel to review all those applications and determine whether or not they meet the 5-point screening criteria that's been set up by the Department of Justice. So they've called on the national private bars to help screen those petitions. So the American Bar Association, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, an array of civil rights groups have recruited people and trained them to do that work.
So the 90 commutations to date are a fraction of 1% of those who might likely be eligible.
That is correct.
Review for listeners the distinction between a commutation and a presidential pardon.
The clemency grant that is on the table here would end people's sentences at an earlier date than they would have otherwise had to serve. So people who were sentenced to life in prison for relatively low-level drug offenses could potentially get out in 2015 or 2016. Their crime would not be erased, but their sentence would be shortened, and the idea is that it would be shortened to a level that is more appropriate to the crime committed.
Take us back to the 1980s and 90s when these mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines widely went into effect.
Well, that is what's created the issue now. So since the 80s and 90s, as a result of mandatory sentencing at both the federal and state level, the U.S. prison population has increased exponentially. And what we've seen is that under today's sentencing laws, people who were sentenced back in the 80s and 90s would not have received the same duration of sentence that they would get today. We've also seen that it's had a devastating effect on the ability to rehabilitate people who go to prison, the ability to maintain communities, and a disproportionate impact on low-income minority communities.
Tell us more specifically about Ballard Spahr's program to review the clemency requests.
Well, Ballard Spahr signed on to something called the Clemency Project, which is this initiative to organize members of the private bar to help review these petitions and see who might actually meet the criteria. We have 85 attorneys have volunteered. That's about 20% of our law firm.
What are the key points of that criteria listing?
First of all, the candidates have to be serving a federal sentence that and would have received a substantially lower sentence if convicted of the same offense today. They must be a nonviolent, low-level offender without significant ties to gangs or criminal organizations. They have to have served at least 10 years of the sentence and have no significant criminal history. They have to have good conduct in prison, and I think I said already, no history of violence prior to or during their current stay in prison.
It would be polite to say that at this juncture, the number of clemency grants is even chipping away at the total. What would it take to really make an impact?
I think that the Clemency Project here, since you're limited to the federal prisons, you're not even addressing state prisons, it is an awareness exercise in a lot of ways. It's been incredibly enlightening to me and the other business lawyers that I work with who are working on this. They got into it for a variety of reasons, people who are interested in reducing the cost of prison and people who view it as an injustice. But it's been a huge educational process. All of a sudden, we're more aware of the issue of mass incarceration and the articles on it in the New York Times and the Washington Post and in various journals around the country.
So you're not merely speaking awareness for those within the sphere of those who can make a difference. You're talking about public awareness.
I think it's public awareness, and I think that's what it's going to take in order to pass the legislation that will address these larger issues.
Mary Gay Scanlon, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Mary Gay Scanlon is pro bono counsel for Ballard Spahr. She chairs the firm's pro bono committee.